Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, caps on spending in Queensland Council campaigns are being introduced in the run-up to elections on March 16th. The Electoral Commission of Queensland has introduced caps on personal campaign spending and donations for candidates vying for a position in Queensland's local government next month. The caps will be calculated by number of votes in each local government area, except Brisbane, and will vary for mayoral and councillor candidates and registered third parties. The changes have been made in response to recommendations from the Crime and Corruption Commission's Operation Belcura, which was established in 2017 to review complaints about the conduct of candidates in the 2016 Gold Coast, Moreton Bay, Ipswich and Logan Council elections. Farmers in southern Queensland are currently facing the worst fall armyworm infestation on record. The invasive insect originated in the Americas and reached Australia in 2020. The pest is capable of causing entire crop losses, predominantly targeting sorghum crops. The Queensland Department of Agriculture and Fisheries principal entomologist Melinda Miles says this summer was the most damaging season on record since 2020. The worsened outbreak has been attributed to high levels of rainfall, which have caused a delayed sorghum planting, causing the crops to grow during a period of higher than average fall armyworm activity. To national news now, and a content warning, this story contains discussions of mental health and self-harm. Victoria's largest public service, health service, Monash Health, is being investigated for criminal charges after the death of an Indigenous woman in their care. WorkSafe Victoria has announced it has charged Monash Health for allegedly exposing a patient to health and safety risks. The charges relate to the death of a 28-year-old Palawa woman in 2022, who took her own life after being admitted to Dargedong Hospital Psychiatric Unit in Melbourne. Monash Health is now being charged under Section 23 of the Occupational Health and Safety Act for failing to ensure, as far as reasonably practicable, that persons other than employees were not exposed to health and safety risks. If this story has raised any concerns for you, you can call Lifeline on 131114. And in international news, Greece's parliament has voted in favour of a bill giving same-sex couples the right to marry. The bill, which was drafted by Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis' centre-right government, was approved today by 176 members of the 300-seat parliament. It is to be enacted into law when it is published in the official government gazette. This marks Greece as the first Orthodox Christian country to legalise same-sex unions. For your weather today, Brisbane is experiencing showers. It is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. There is currently no fire danger warning reported, and the UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.